Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us. We have another hour together. We have director John Sheinfeld. He's going to talk about his new movie, Sergio Mendes and Friends, which is on PBS in June. Then comedian Adam Ferrara, an actor, he'll join us. He's at Cobb's Comedy Club here in North Beach this weekend. That play that Javi Baez just had, as I was just talking about, which is absolutely unreal, it was against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And so I just texted John Baker, and I wrote Javi, and I had the emoji with the shocked look, because John Baker is good friends with Javi Baez. When Javi Baez got called up, John Baker was on the Cubs, and he couldn't believe how much he would just come in and sort of take charge. He was very impressed with Javi Baez as a young kid. So they're good friends. But also John Baker is the head of the Pittsburgh Pirates minor leagues. So this is this is probably like a double-edged sword for him. He's like, you know, and was it Rizzo's score? Those are like his two best friends on the Cubs. But he's in charge of the Pittsburgh Pirates minor leagues too as well. So I'll just see what happens there. I'm not going to get into Koepka and DeChambeau going back and forth on Twitter. It's getting old now. It's getting stupid. But other than that, we're here for you. We're talking some sports. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Around the world on American Forces Radio Network, we are here for you. You can get in that way as well as we are here for you. By the way, the Cubs are leading the Pirates 4-2 in the sixth. So it would be funny if they win by one run, because then you could say that was the thing. It's pretty amazing, I got to say. All right. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all Apple applications for receiving the program on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 and your cable provider. Take a quick break, and we'll come on back with director John Sheinfeld right here.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is our pleasure to welcome to the show film director John Scheinfeld. He has a new movie that is going to be airing on PBS in June, and it's called Sergio Mendez and Friends. It features Herb Albert, Common, Quincy Jones, John Legend, Will.i.am, and others. John, welcome to the show. I know it's kind of simplistic, but you can kind of get it started on the Sergio Mendez conversation to say that he's the Quincy Jones of Latin America, Latin American music. Could you say that?
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me. I think that you could say that. I think Sergio would be very honored and grateful that somebody made that connection between him and Quincy Jones. He is a remarkable artist who created a very unique sound that did not exist before. And I think that makes him very unique and worthy of the kind of celebration that we give him in this film.
I know that making movies about musicians is close to you. I mentioned Herb Alpert. What is it with the deep dive that you like to do on these musical geniuses?
Well, I think music has such a fond place in all of our hearts. It's a very universal thing. We can look back at our lives and find very significant moments that are attached to a song, something we heard on the radio, something on our stereo, on our headphones, in a store, on an airplane, whatever. And we have such fond memories of music, and therefore I think a great interest in the people that make that music. And what interests me, though, Rick, is not so much what happened and when it happened in the life of an artist. I'm much more interested in why it happened and what was the impact of what happened. So in the Sergio Mendez film, we are not so much looking at this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. It's more taking a look at the critical events in an extraordinary life that really shaped the man and his music. And that just fascinates me. No matter if it's Herb Alpert or John Coltrane or John Lennon or Harry Nilsson, I'm always fascinated by peeling back the layers of the onion and seeing what makes these great artists tick.
Good stuff. Sergio, of course, born in Rio, 80 years old now, but starting off in the 50s when the bossa nova came in. And I guess to describe it, I mean, you had the traditional samba music of the Brazilians, but then you, what do? You inflect a little jazz into it to get that sort of new style?
Yes, a little jazz, but I think what makes Sergio's music so unique is he also added elements of pop music. And it was those three elements coming together that made for such a very unique sound with Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66. So he could do a Beatles song, a Little Anthony and the Imperials song, an R&B song, whatever. He was able to take all of those elements and craft a very unique style of music that appealed to so many people around the world. And we might say his very first hit in 1966 was a song called Maschinada, which was done in Portuguese. It was the first Portuguese language song to become a worldwide hit. And as Sergio says in the film, it really doesn't matter what those lyrics are, if you understand them or not. It's that the beat is so infectious. The whole song puts a smile on your face, and that's what the best of music can do.
Yeah, kind of like if nowadays you get the vaccine, Maschinada, right?
Well said.
I got a million of them here, John.
A
couple more questions for John Scheinfeld, the film Sergio Mendes and Friends. Was it, you think about how conservative the United States was at that time and, you know, thinking Elvis was the devil. So was it really Herb Alpert that kind of championed him into the mainstream?
Well, Herb and his partner Jerry Moss had begun a record label called A&M, A for Alpert, M for Moss, and it was designed to be an artist's first label that would really look out for the artist, find the best way to support them in doing what they wanted to do and to bring it to the public. And at first, the only artist on the label was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, which, of course, were a massive worldwide success. And with that success, they were then able to sign some other artists. And among the very first artists that they brought onto the label were Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66. They had auditioned them in late 1965 when Sergio had come to America, and they were just knocked out by the sound. So much so that Herb decided he wanted to produce the first album himself. So the first album is called Herb Alpert Presents Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66. And I think through the prism of Herb's genius, he was able to help Sergio to bring this new sound to the forefront, not only in terms of releasing records and knowing how to do that, but Herb and the Tijuana Brass went out into the hinterland of America in 1966 and 1967 on tour. And his opening act was Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66. So for all of those fans that came to see the Tijuana Brass, they got introduced to this new band, and it really helped them explode. And over the next 5 years, Sergio had many top 10 hits and very, very successful albums.
I remember when I think I was a senior in high school, and the song Never Gonna Let You Go was huge. You know, looking back now, it seems so clear, that song, the duet. And on the radio, they said, it's Sergio Mendes from the album, Sergio Mendes. And they go, well, he didn't write it, and he didn't sing on it. I'm like, well, what did he do? You know, it's just kind of this weird thing like Quincy Jones. Like, what's he doing there? It's the behind the scenes putting it all together, right?
You bet. Sergio is a very talented arranger. And he knows in his head what he wants to accomplish with the music and the sound. The song you mentioned, though, is actually quite an anomaly in Sergio's catalog. I remember hearing that song same summer you did, and it sounded like any other artist, but not Sergio Mendes. There's no Latin beats to it or rhythm to it. There was something he heard in that melody that he just wanted to do it. And so instead of bringing all the Latin rhythms to it and his traditional two-girl singers, he decided he was going to do it as a duet. With a male singer and a female singer, and the male singer is a guy named Joe Pizzullo, who is terrific. And it was just a unique sound that really, you couldn't go anywhere that summer and not hear that song.
No doubt. Last question for you. I mentioned Will.i.am as part of this, and Sergio worked with the Black Eyed Peas. In fact, we're going to hear the new Mascanetta on the way out of this segment. But, I mean, as I mentioned, he's 80 years old, and he's still making music.
You know, Rick, he's always looking forward, rarely looking back. It was a bit of a challenge to get him to agree to participate in the documentary, only because he doesn't like looking back at a career. It's more, what's next? But I think the time was right. He said, as you said, he was 80, and I think when one gets to be that age, one starts to think about a legacy. And he was just a delight to work with. And the film was done well over a year ago, and we premiered it at the Santa Barbara Film Festival to two standing ovations, one for the film and one for Sergio when he got up and performed a couple of songs with his band after the screening. We were going to be in theaters across the country and overseas in the spring, and COVID put an end to that, as it did for so many movies. And so we had to reassess, and there's actually two versions of the film, Rick. One is going to be shown on PBS starting June 1, called Sergio Mendez and Friends, A Celebration. It's a 60-minute version of my longer film. And it's kind of an appetizer, if you will, and be on PBS, as I say, starting June 1. And then starting October 1st, people will be able to see the full-length film, which is called Sergio Mendez in the Key of Joy, on streaming platforms. We're not quite sure exactly what yet, but we will know soon. However, if people give to their favorite PBS station, they will get as a gift a DVD of the full-length feature.
Great stuff from John Sheinfeld, Sergio Mendez and Friends, June 1st on PBS, and we'll look for the Key of Joy film in the fall. John, congratulations on the film. Thanks for stopping by.
Great to be on the best show ever, Rick.
Thank you very much. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with Adam Ferrara.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra.
It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
When do broadcasters go too far? Where does hilarity stop and vulgarity begin?
I used to sing dirty raps to my East Side fans back then. I knew you couldn't stop this rap. No MC could rock like that. Then the new style came, the bass got deeper. He gave up the mic and bought you a beeper. Do you want to rap or sell?
Don't ask Rick Tittle to bring it, because it already done got brought.
It gotten brought, and thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Always a pleasure to bring in the very talented comedian and actor, our friend Adam Ferrara. Has been on the show many times, been in studio with us a bunch of times as well, and he's going to be in town on Friday because Cobbs is back open, and it's a celebration now, and you can go see Adam live down there on Columbus Street beginning this weekend. My friend, what's it like getting inside these real buildings again? Are you starting to get the rust off?
Yeah, how are you, my friend? First of all, thank you so much for having me on again. Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back. And I did some work while this was happening. Like, I did a drive-in in San Diego for the Boys and Girls Club, and that was weird, you know. Just first of all, I'm on the big screen, Rick. And my voice is coming in through the radio, so I'm on the big screen, and I turn around and I see myself, and my mole looked like a manhole cover. There's this giant thing on my face. I'm like, I got to get this thing checked. So I never saw myself that magnified. So yeah, I was doing some work here and there, but things are starting to open up. I was back in New York. I was at the Comedy Cellar, limited audience, so you know it's good just to hear the live people, but you know, the limited audience is like, get up after Thanksgiving, make your uncles laugh, you know. But I'm looking forward to getting back to Cobbs. It's a great room, and I'm glad they asked me to come and help open it up. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You know, it's funny I was looking at your hometown of Huntington Station, and of course the birthplace of Walt Whitman, and you got Walt Whitman High School and all that. And but it's also the home, and we're both 55, and I remember the great white dope, poor guy with the shamrocks on his shorts, Jerry Cooney's from your town.
Cooney, yeah, I met Jerry. Jerry would run around a lot. I used to see him a lot when I was a kid. I went to school with his sister, Madeline. So, yeah, Jerry was from there. Madeline was from there. Who else did I run into when I was back? Well, you know, Eddie Murphy's from Roosevelt, Long Island, and Seinfeld's from Massapequa.
Sure.
Blue Oyster Cult.
All the Baldwin brothers are from Massapequa, too.
Including Zeppo, all of them.
I shouldn't call him the Great White Dope. It wasn't his fault he got knocked out.
No. But a nice guy. Nice guy's a comedy fan, too. He used to hang around the East Side Comedy Club, which is the place I started. But it was a good place. My mother's still out there, Rick. She's in one of those 55 and over communities, you know, with the guard. Yeah, she can't be left unattended because she'll spread guilt and lasagna throughout the neighborhood if she's not watching. That's the one thing, I tell you, Rick, the one thing when I call my mother every day because, you know, she's in that community, but she lives by herself. So every day, because I'm in California, you know, she's 3 hours ahead. I make the coffee as it's coming down. I put her on speaker, and I say, hi, Ma, I love you. And that's the end of my participation in the conversation. She doesn't really need to talk. She just needs to get it out. So she just keeps talking and talking. And I put her on speaker, and I just do stuff around the house. Like, I'll do the laundry. you got to hum to keep it going, Rick. Like, mm-hmm. I cut, you know what I did? I cut the whole lawn once with her in the headphones. She had no idea. I was sitting outside the track. No clue.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the East Side Comedy Club because that was, unless you were going to go into the city, that's all you had. So it's like Eddie Murphy, as you mentioned, Ray Romano, Kevin James, those guys would come through. There was no Governors. I mean, that was basically it, huh?
No, Governors was there. Governors was. The South Shore was there.
Okay.
The East Side Comedy was there. Then when I started in 88, 90, the bar owners found it was cheap to produce. So you were working these bars, you know, that they just had, and they didn't know what they were doing. Like, there was one, the stage, and Rick, I'm using the word stage loosely, the piece of plywood they had was next to the Papa Shot basketball game, and they didn't turn it off. So you're trying to do your act, and there's a guy next to you, 3-pointers, Frankie, 3-pointers, you're in crunch time, you got this guy, you know. I'm like, I'm sorry, am I in the way? It's like I'm entertaining you against your will.
So I'm thinking at that time, you probably, I mean, with Jim Carrey, I know, did East Side, right?
And I opened for him. Yeah.
Wow.
I opened for him at East Side. Yeah, it was great. He was so sweet to me. He was really, really nice.
And Jackie the Joke Man, right?
Yeah, Jackie was there. Jackie was on Howard. So this is when Howard just started on K-Rock.
Yeah.
And Jackie would do. He lived in East Norwich, I think. He had a bunch of little houses on the beach, and one of my first gigs was I got a call to open for Jackie at this little bar called Sand City, and Rick, it was my second gig. I went to open mic. I had no idea what I was doing, and I got a call. Are you open? This is Tom, the guy you met the other night at East Side. He goes, are you open? And I thought to myself, yeah, you want to go bowling? I had no idea what, you know, he was asking me for. He goes, listen, he goes, you're funny. Jackie needs someone to open him at this bar. I'll give you $20 if you head over there now. I said, okay. I just went and did it. I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackie was very nice to me. And there was a sense of community on Long Island. Like you said, Kevin James, me. Kevin and I shared an apartment together. And this is how important, Rick, this is how important comedy was to us. I think it was Super Bowl 25. The Giants are playing the Bills. It's the Scott Norwood Super Bowl,
yeah.
Wide right.
Right.
We're driving. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and we're driving up to, like, near Buffalo to do a nooner at a college. That's one of the worst gigs you can get because you're in the cafeteria. They're eating. They don't want you there, but if they don't spend the entertainment budget this year, they don't get it for next year. So two idiots, me and Kevin, are driving up in his red Hyundai listening to the game on the radio. It's snowing, and we pull over to hear wide right, wide right, wide right. And that's how important comedy was to us. It was more important than the Super Bowl.
That's really amazing. I'm trying to think. Mick Foley. He told me that Kevin James was one of the most intimidating guys in high school, which is weird because we kind of see him as a softy.
Right. He was a karate dude. He was a football player and a karate dude. That's where when I met him. We just started doing comedy together. I don't know what he was like in high school because I met him after that. But I got a hard time thinking Foley's intimidated.
I know. That was weird coming from him. All right. So, you're doing a new set. I mean, how do you work out 45 minutes when you're on a Zoom? I mean, how do you know what works? Is it a little bit harder this time around?
No, it's I've been fortunate enough to be able to work a little bit here and there. Like, I went to Florida. They basically said, what pandemic? yeah. Arizona, too. I was at the Tempe Improv in Arizona. I'm like,
right.
Don't people got it? It's fine. Walk it off. Okay. So I've been fortunate enough to be able to try out some new ideas I had about the pandemic. So I got new stuff that I'm looking forward to bringing to Cobbs this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I think it's limited seating, but there's still tickets available. Come out. I will make you laugh, and it'll be good for all of us. Believe me, I think I need this more than the people.
What's the Tampa one, Side Splitters, one like Mike Calta, the radio guy? He does a set there now and then.
Yeah, and he does. I think he's got a podcast with Bobby. Bobby Calta.
Oh,
there's the improv in Tampa, too. There's there's a bunch of them. I just had, you know who I just had on my podcast right before I spoke to you?
I just
spoke to Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was great. His new album is, I'll give him a plug. His new album's called Hardware. It's really cool. And what a sweet man. He's a car guy, too.
I was really, really Billy fun. Gibbons and Dusty Rhodes. Those are some great names, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And Frank Beard was the drummer with no beard.
And by the way, I think Bobby likes doing that pod because he gets to be the, quote, the skinny guy.
Yeah, I had Bobby on my podcast. It was fun. I got, who's on this? Oh, I have Michael Gracie, the director. He's got a new, he directed the new Pink documentary that's on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
He also did The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the executive producer of Rocket Man, the Elton John biopic. He's cool. I got Sam Morrell coming up next week. Louis Anderson was a great one if you're a Louis fan. He mm-hmm. did, that was a nice interview. And Lenny Clark, who played Uncle Teddy on Rescue Me, my pal from Rescue Me and The Job.
I love Sam. I love those three guys, Mark Norman, Joe List, Sam Morrill. They're all buddies. They're all New York guys. I love that trio. We also love Adam Ferrara, one of our favorites, and he'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club. Yes, it is open once again down here on Columbus Street. Make sure to pick up your tickets. Cobb's Comedy .com. Order them now. Adam, I wish we could have you in studio. We'll do it next time, my friend.
I look forward to seeing you, friend. Thank you so much. Be safe, and we'll laugh together soon, all right?
All right, good stuff. Adam Ferrara, everyone. And we got open lines the rest of the show at 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. Give me a call. Come on back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. It is important to put customers first, especially as a small business. Fast email and social media response is critical for building brand trust. Try to keep response time to 24 hours or less for all communications with customers and wholesalers. This gives your business the chance to turn unhappy customers into loyal ones. If you can be there quickly, you can immediately relieve the issue. And high quality support can often lead to more brand awareness and brand loyalty and trust. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
She was mad, she looks so good. I wanna hold her tight. Yeah, teenage kicks right through the night.
Rick Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. Somebody asked me about the Bobby Kelly thing. Bobby Kelly is super fat, and Mike Calta is a very talented guy, but he goes about 300 pounds. So, yep. Body shaming, all that stuff. I'm guilty as charged. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's funny how some guys out there know that they're going to get, as the kids would say, gaslit. But they still make jokes anyway, like what's going on with Tony Hinchcliffe, who's been in here with me as well. All right. Everybody can decide what they want when it comes to that. Let's talk a little sports. Because speaking of New York, and it's funny, speaking about Sam Morril, who Adam Ferrara said he's going to have on the show, Sam knows more about the NBA than I do, which isn't saying a lot. But for a comedian, it kind of is, because they're usually a little bit out of touch with what's going on in the sporting world because they're just always on the road. Now, there are some guys who are just super into sports. I mentioned Joe List. Bill Burr is super into sports, but he sometimes doesn't know who's on teams because he's doing other stuff. But Sam is a New York Knicks fan, and in fact, he was part of their pre- and post-game. He sat down in the Knicks studios to interview guys like Bill Laimbeer, and all this stuff's on YouTube. He really doesn't care about anything else except the Knicks. And so it's interesting, as I follow him on Twitter, to get his comments during these playoff games. It's been a while. But he always says, Trae Young plays with no honor. Trae Young plays with no honor. And then we saw the mayor of New York throw out to Trae Young, quit flopping. And it was like, what? Quit faking and trying to get calls. That is weird. But yeah, Trae Young of the Hawks is now a huge villain to Knicks fans everywhere. And he had to deal with a fan spitting on him. And that fan has been banned from the Garden, as he should, deserve to get punched. But the Knicks said, quote, we investigated the matter and determined that this patron, who was not a season ticket holder, did indeed spit on Trae Young. And for that reason, he is now banned from the Garden indefinitely. We apologize to Trae and the entire Atlanta Hawks organization for this fan's behavior. This was completely unacceptable and will not be tolerated in our venue. We have turned over the information to the appropriate authorities. And it's pretty darn bad. There's no doubt. But and the thing is like, can you really say? And the funny thing was, the guy was in the front, behind the seats, and when he spit, he mostly got the girl in front of him. And who apparently was sitting with 50 Cent. And then Trae Young tweeted out, keep your mask on, my boy. So that's what he tweeted at 50 Cent. But Young finished with 30 points in that loss, 101-92. It's now tied at one apiece. It's going to shift down to Georgia now. I talked about the unruly fan in Philadelphia, which was also pretty horrible. But the league said in a statement, quote, "The return of more NBA fans to our arenas has brought great excitement and energy to the start of the playoffs, but it's critical that we all show respect for players, officials, and our fellow fans. An enhanced fan code of conduct will be vigorously enforced in order to ensure a safe and respectful environment for all involved." He plays with no honor. Okay. like I said, there's a lot of there's a lot of passion going on. There's no doubt. But when you look around the league, like you think about the Mavs being up 2-0 on the Clips, and I don't think that's completely shocking, but what you could look at is like, well, is Kawhi Leonard the best player in this series? And no, speaking of Trae Young, Luka Doncic is the best player in the series right now. And the last game, 39 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 three-pointers. He's basically right now playing like Steph Curry, except with 7 rebounds. I mean, he is an absolute superstar. So 70 points in 2 games and 42% from 3. And by the way, he has 8 career playoff games, and they're all against the Clippers. And in those 8 games, he's averaged 35, 9.5, and 9. 35 points, 9.5 rebounds, 9 assists. Do you want to know how many other players in the history of the NBA has put up those numbers through their first 8 playoff games? The answer is 0. No one has had a better start to his playoff career than him. And in fact, if you just look at scoring averages only for players before they've turned 23 years old, only Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has more points in per playoff game. And Kareem is 1 with 36 points. Luka, and then Tracy McGrady with 28. Kevin Durant with 28. LeBron with 27. But as I said, when you average 9.5 rebounds, any power forward or center would be proud of that. And then 9 assists, any point guard would be proud of that. It's unreal. Doncic has the Clippers in his own personal torture chamber, is what it is. You could say he's the best kick-out passer in the league. Nobody gets so deep in the lane and then just finds a guy who's wide open like he does. He's so strong. He's quicker than you think because he's big. But it's just sometimes it just looks like it's in slow motion. And yet he just sees things before everybody else. He exploits every angle. He's too much for Paul George. And so Ty Lue basically is going to have, I guarantee you Kawhi Leonard is going to guard him the whole game. He's just going to guard him the whole game. But he's one of those indefensible players. You know who else is indefensible, speaking of the West, is LeBron. And you could say the Lakers were lucky to get out of Phoenix with a 1-1 split, because Chris Paul's basically playing with one arm right now. And LeBron had 23 points and 9 assists, and a lot of that came late. But he's been oddly sort of ineffective in the half court, and so Dennis Schroeder takes over. But, you know, he nails a fadeaway three-pointer on one leg, and it seems like all the shots he's making are just not fair or too dramatic on sometimes. But those are just some daggers. So if the Lakers are going to advance, they need a little bit more than LeBron than that probably. He still can be the best player in the world when he needs to be. But let's just get back to Young for a second. Torching the Knicks for 32, 10, and 7. 7 rebounds for Trae Young. Those are the Steph Curry type of rebounds where he just moves through the trees and the paint, and while they're all blocking each other out, he just jumps in and grabs something. But if you think about his playoff debut, 32 points, 10 assists, the only players that have done that in their debut were LeBron, Chris Paul, and Derrick Rose. And so when you hit a dagger in that game one and then do the shh finger to the crowd, yeah. But if you want to elect enter even more select company for him, he joins D-Wade as the only players in the last 20 years to make the game-winning shot with under 2 seconds to play in your playoff debut. And so a natural villain, small, cocky, flashy, and dominant. and the MSG crowd, it used to be like the most naughty, embarrassing thing you would hear from the crowd when I was growing up is if the ump made a bad call at a baseball game or football, whatever, and the whole crowd would be like, bull S, bull S. The entire MSG fan base, it seemed, was chanting F. Trey Young. F. Trey Young. And so after the Knicks won, Trey Young exited the Garden, and he says, I'll see you back in the A. And there it is. And how about this? Derrick Rose, he likes it. He likes the back and forth because it's the way it used to be. You think about Reggie Miller and Spike Lee. And Derrick Rose said, the league has gotten so soft. The crowd is supposed to do that. I've been in series where drinks were thrown on people's moms. You want to talk S? Talk S. But next game, it's going to be tougher. And I think that's cool. But anyway, back to Chris Paul. As I said, the thing about his arm, they're calling it a contusion, but it doesn't really matter what you call it because, as I said, he's basically playing with one hand. And that injury occurred in game one. He could hardly keep control of the ball. He only scored 6 points. He only played 23 minutes. And how do you keep a clutch player like that? Well, as I said, he's playing with one arm, and that stinks for him. And it always seems like Chris Paul gets hurt in the playoffs. It just seems to bite him. The worst you would probably say was in the 2018 Western Conference Finals when he ripped his hamstring and was out those last two games. We remember that. Oh, yes, we do. Not a lot of us were crying around these parts. But just one more thing about Philly and Ben Simmons. It's always funny when people say, you know what, he doesn't really shoot, he doesn't score, and they're like, what? He's just a defender and a rebounder. Yeah, okay. No, it's true. I think what happens is with Simmons, who, by the way, I love, is that in game one of their victory, he was 0 for 6 from the free throw line. I don't think you would get a third grader who would be 0 for 6 from the free throw line. But anyway, it is the NBA playoffs are a little bit painful for me because I thought the Warriors were going to be the 8th seed. I thought we were going to get more games, and they threw away not one but two opportunities. Not one, not two. And these one-game playoffs for my teams, my A's are 0-3 and my Warriors are 0-2, so I'm 0-5 there. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. I'm Bylan.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Well, I might as well tell you now. You lot may all be internationals and have won all the domestic honours there are to win under Don Revy. But as far as I'm concerned, the first thing you can do for me is to chuck all your medals and all your caps and all your pots and all your pans into the biggest flipping dustbin you can find, because you've never won any of them fairly. You've done it all by blooming cheating.
Rick Tittle was selected at random from the phone book to host this show.
Oh, why did you give away my secret? You know what else is not a secret? The original Rust Eater Freeol Deep Penetrating Oil. Here are just some of the things Freeol Deep Penetrating Oil can help with. Rusted nuts and bolts. Rusty pliers, my pseudonym, and other tools. Corroded U-bolts, axle nut removal, universal rusted joints, pillow blocks, those are uncomfortable to sleep on, exhaust manifold removal, stuck ball joints, ouch, rusted machine screws, they turn into Dr. Evil, brake caliper removal. See, the thing is, industrial strength Freeol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts, freeing them with ease. The three-part formula delivers three times more lubricant. It takes less spray, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil to get the job done. Free oil is also body shop safe, which means it's safe on paint, plastic parts, and is silicone-free. And give it a try. You can check it out on the shelves at AutoZone, O'Reilly, or Napa auto parts stores, and select Walmarts as well. Once again, Freeol Deep Penetrating Oil. And thanks everyone who was on the show. And it was such a fantastic 3 hours that we've decided to we'll give it another go. So we'll see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Peck time. Coming up next, Sports Talk.
We don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.